Hi guys, this is Niall, and I'm Zed, Ginger Geek. Could you tell us what you do here, and what your role is, and how you kind of got into it?
Okay, my role here is, well, the names have been changed, and now it's called Equipment Inspector. It means that I have to check that everyone is using equipment that is the same for everyone. You're racing on one design board. It means that you have one builder, one sail, and one mast. Everyone must have the same equipment. And when you race with that, you're allowed only one board and one equipment at a time. If ever you break, then you need to change. But some racers find, oh, well, this mast is much faster in lighter wind. This mast is much faster in stronger wind. So maybe I'll change from one to the other. But that's against the rules. Everyone has to sail with the same material. And my role is to check in all the material that's being presented and make sure that people are playing with those type of rules.
How did you get into this whole official role of...
Getting into that? Well, I started as a sailor. And from sailing, I got into coaching. And from coaching, sometimes you're coaching because your kids are there. Sometimes you need to organize races so that you can get people on the water sailing, and you go race committee, you're sometimes jury, and depending upon your profession, sometimes you can get into measurement and checking, but that's also because I have a background in technical engineering, so it helps out that I know when I'm measuring something, what is the value of what I'm measuring. For instance, if I find a sail which is much bigger than the others, what does it mean it's much bigger? Is 1 millimeter much bigger? Is 1 centimeter much bigger? Depending upon the size of the boat, that 1 millimeter or 1 centimeter is the thing that will make one person go much faster, or just a little bit faster than the others. And my job is to make it sure that the playing field stays even for everyone.
If there is anyone who wants to get into the official role, whether it be race officering, jury, measurement like yourself, what advice would you give them and how to get in?
It's generally a volunteer job. You see sometimes what your parents do when they're present around the race course, but sometimes it's also, okay, taking your turn, getting out on the race boat, on the race committee boat, to see what it's like. I have had younger racers come to me and say, why didn't you do this? Why didn't you shift when the wind shifted? Why didn't you shift the course? Why didn't you make your line so favored starboard or favored to port? And I tell them, okay, come with me one day. See how it's done on board of the committee boats, and then judge by yourself what we can and what we cannot do. When you realize that to have races, you need to have people on board committee boats, on jury boats, you take your turn. Each one, I was in a club where each crew took his turn on being on the committee boat. And that made out for much fairer committees, because the people were much more aware of what the job was being done. And, it's not having the same person do all the work. It's also the question of sharing. And it's also, when you're not racing, ask if you can go on the committee boat to give a hand to the committee boat. If for one reason or not, you're available only on Saturday and the racing is Saturday and Sunday and you don't want to have... Well, go on the committee boat the day you're available and see what's being done and give a hand. That way, little by little, you'll have your place aboard committee boat. And when you're not racing, say you're hurt, say you've got exams and you don't have much time and you want to be on the water, you'll find your place aboard the committees and also with the juries. The jury is part... Okay, sometimes people complain, the juries, well, they're not on the water, they don't know what is really happening. I'd say in modern times, the juries are people who have been there also a little bit, and has seen the situation as they come in. Since you sail, you know when you get into certain positions, you know that you didn't get there by any chance. There's an evolution of your situation when you're sailing from one point to another, and since you sail, you know how you get into those positions, and you can see when there's an accident or an incident that happens, you can see what really went into that position, and then it's your role as a jury. Okay, there is the incident, but to teach the sailor how not to get into that position, because it's anytime you're with the jury, it's a lot of waste of time. Anytime you're with the jury, you're in a chance of it may go wrong because you think you're right, but no, that's not necessarily the way it all happened, because by the time you ended up starboard, you were on the wrong side of the course, or you were whatever. Any incident comes in, it's always a question to be avoided. When you're in the right, yeah, go to the jury by all means, and same as with race committee, when you've been on the other side, you can appreciate the difficulty of doing the job, and of what it means, what kind of type of responsibility it means. When you're race committee, for instance, you have the responsibility of, okay, putting a start, getting the start line right, getting the buoy put up to windward. But that's not all. When you're committee, your job is to make sure that everyone is safe when they get on the water, and as they get off the water, that everyone that was sailing is off the water, that there's not one guy who has been drifting off into the sunset somewhere with a broken mast, and to make sure that everyone goes home safely. That is to avoid situations where the wind is extreme, where the buoy is next to rocks, where there's a tide that takes you out dangerous waters. So that's part of the responsibility. Okay? Clear enough?
Yeah. Thank you. This is obviously a windsurfing championship. What do you think of the decision from ISAF personally on windsurfing being replaced by kite boarding?
I think it's a shame, because the question that was put to ISAF was a false question. I mean, it wasn't technically, it was an either-or question, and neither the kites nor the boards were ready to ask or answer that type of question. And it's a lot of complicated interests that go into it, and it is a shame.
Okay, thanks for that. If you want to, you can look on my website and...
No worries, I will.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye, thank you.